predicted U.S. drug overdose deaths fall 12.3%, CDC data show. The predicted number of drug overdose deaths in the United States declined by 12.3% for the 12 months ending March 2026 from the same period a year ago. That represents a continued decline and meaningful progress for families and communities across America, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said in an August 13th post on X. There is more work ahead, but this shows what's possible when public health partners work together to save lives. According to an August 12th update from the CDC, there were an estimated 67,798 deaths in the 12 months ending March 2026, down from 77,306 the year prior and 111,058 3 years prior. The largest percentage drop was in Rhode Island at 39.03%. The highest increase during this period was in New Mexico. For the 2024 to 2025 period, the total drug overdose deaths had fallen by almost 14%. Synthetic opioids, including fentanyl, and psychostimulants such as methamphetamine accounted for a large number of deaths. To tackle the fentanyl crisis, President Donald Trump signed the Halt All Lethal Trafficking of Fentanyl Act in July 2025. The act reclassified substances related to the opioid as Schedule I narcotics, the strictest designation set by the Controlled Substances Act. The bill mandated a prison term of 10 years for anyone convicted of distributing 100 grams or more of any fentanyl-related or derived drugs. In January this year, Trump signed an executive order outlining the Great American Recovery Initiative, a federal strategy to combat the addiction crisis by treating substance use as a chronic medical condition instead of as an isolated occurrence. The White House estimates that almost 50 million Americans suffer from substance use disorders, drug addiction, and overdose. In a January 12 statement, the American Medical Association said that while opioid-related overdose deaths declined in 2025, the epidemic remains widespread and increasingly complex. The association said in a report that medications for opioid use disorder, despite saving lives, remain underutilized due to regulatory barriers, insurance restrictions, and stigma. It supported over-the-counter access for naloxone, a drug used to treat opioid toxicity. The group warned about rising polysubstance use, which refers to using more than one substance. In addition, the prevalence of cannabis use disorder is growing, resulting in associated mental health and pregnancy risks, according to the report. While the data points to meaningful progress, it also shows the overdose epidemic is evolving in dangerous ways, AMA President Bobby Muckamala said in the statement. Illicitly manufactured fentanyl and polysubstance use continue to put patients at risk, while barriers to pain care and addiction treatment persist. Every patient deserves timely, evidence-based care without stigma. State and national efforts must keep pace with the changing nature of this epidemic. In a March 24 statement, the office of Senator Mark R. Warner applauded the Senate for the passage of Tyler's Law, a bill aimed at providing hospitals with guidance on how emergency rooms can deploy fentanyl testing as part of routine drug screening. The bill is named after Tyler Shamash, a teenager who died due to an overdose in part because he was not tested for fentanyl when admitted to the emergency room. The measure was sent to the House of Representatives in March, but has not made any further progress since then. In May, the White House released its 2026 National Drug Control Strategy Report, highlighting the Trump administration's push to strengthen addiction recovery for Americans. One of the focus areas is expanding the infrastructure for community-based peer recovery support services, including recovery residences, high schools, alternative peer groups, ministries, and similar entities. The administration will also work to promote the adoption of recovery-ready workplace policies nationally, as workplaces are a critical component of recovery ecosystems, the report said.